USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Airports are blaming staffing shortages for thousands of flight cancellations. Another 2,200 flights were canceled due to surging cases of the Omicron variant. More than 2,000 have been delayed. This traveler telling Fox News he's planning ahead.
We got to the airport early for that reason. In case it does get canceled, hopefully we can catch another flight out from a different airline or whatever.
Tragedy strikes in Denver, Colorado.
Four shooting locations across the Denver, Colorado metro area last night left five souls dead, including the shooter and a police officer injured, according to Denver Police Chief Paul Pazin. The investigation is ongoing and a motive is not known at this time. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Jury deliberations resuming on Tuesday in the sex trafficking trial of Ghislaine Maxwell. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root.
It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441, or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
A new Gallup poll out shows President Biden has a 43% approval rating among those surveyed, with 51% of Americans disapproving of his performance. Kentucky Republican Senator James Comer tells Fox and Friends First he believes the low numbers are because the president does not have a single win in office.
Canceling the construction of the southern border wall, which has led to, you know, huge amounts of illegals, huge amounts of drugs flowing across our border, huge amounts of COVID flowing across our border. He cut off the Keystone Pipeline. Gas prices have doubled. Inflation is on the rise. There's a labor shortage.
Colorado Democratic Congressman Jason Crow is using the recent tragic murders of four people in his state to say this is why we need to have a serious conversation about gun violence. Crow's comments coming within 24 hours of the tragedy. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A terrifying new viral video shows a man being hit by lightning.
Closed-circuit television footage in Jakarta, Indonesia, has captured a security guard who luckily survived a direct hit by lightning, according to local media. In the video, shared by an Indonesian media company and reported on social media, the man can be seen walking in the rain under an umbrella some 15 seconds after he enters the frame. A blast and sparks can be seen in the very place he walked, and the footage then shows him lying on the wet ground. He fails to get up, and people run toward him. The man survived, having suffered burns to his hands, according to Detik News. It is believed the guard's walkie-talkie, which he had in his hands, attracted the lightning. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
An Idaho sheriff accused of assaulting a group of kids at gunpoint in November heads to court on Wednesday amid calls for him to step down. Bingham County Sheriff Craig Rowland is facing charges after he allegedly stopped a vehicle with seven girls ages 12 to 16 and their group leader, pulling her out by her hair and pointing a gun to her head. The girls had been making thank you notes to tape to doors in the neighborhood, but the sheriff claims he thought someone was trying to break into his house. Please remember to follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.